That's what it does.
You're listening to AFL Nation for the Macca's all-day menu. Available 24-7 and Liquorland. Click and collect in just 30 minutes.
We are reminiscing on Friday night footy. AFL Nation for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Jared Waitley, Kane Corn, Sam Edmonds with you. And we go to 2012. Seasons had been dominated by Geelong, St Kilda and Collingwood. And then there was a changing of the guard in 2012. They finished first and third. There was one game between them. The Hawks finished on top. Sydney, they reordered the final series by going to Football Park and winning the qualifying final against Adelaide. They both moved to prelims. Hawthorn struggled against the Crows in the twilight at the MCG, but they got there in the end while Sydney had their way with Collingwood. And they squared up for what would be the first major duel in an incredible sequence of games that would take in the years to come. Anthony Hudson, Matt Granlund, Dermot Brereton and Robert Walls with the first quarter for Toyo Power, your premiership favourite for Toyo Tyres.
Highlights for the TAC. Glancing at your phone while driving? You're driving blind.
Ellis! 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 Who the heck was on Ellis? He's put it through out of the stoppage. Hawthorn 117. The first goal came from Ellis as it fell off the pack. It was a bit of a random football and he was terrific in 08. He's only just really found his way back solidly to this Hawthorn team and he's put it through. It's 30 metres out from Sydney's goal. Sewell doing the hard stuff, got it out. Malcheski was able to get on the boot. It's coming back. Oh no! How on earth did it go through? You have not seen a goal like that from Nick Malcheski. You could not possibly plan to execute a kick like that with the conditions, Durham. But it's a goal nonetheless. What a great goal.
Called it early, Wallsy. It looked like it was going out of bounds, but you could tell the hook, the spin on it, that pocket. Punt road in, northern stand side. They do funnel back.
Handball, Schoenmakers. He kicks it up inside the 50. Franklin takes the mark. Use the body well on Teddy Richard. Here goes Buddy, and it is going to go through. Franklin kicks the goal. He's pumped.
Grundy drifting, gives it to Jetta. Oh, it's Rioli chasing Jetta. How about this for a mouth-watering prospect? Out of the back pocket, onto the half-back, onto the wing. Catch me if you can. Four bounces, forced a kick, all the way to half-court.
Rioli pushed him.
Exhilarating stuff, and it is downfield. So what a run from Lewis Jetta. He's taken them all the way to half-court.
Handball, Pioppolo was able to knock it on. After it, now Grundy, Pioppolo just pumping those little legs. He was able to get boot the ball, kick the half-court. Clinton Young spills it. Recovery good. Got the handball. Bruce changing direction, dodging, weaving, kicking. Goal! Great finish. Hawthorn kick a goal, then they lead by 13 points.
I'm worried about Sydney's midfielders, the kicking ability. Hanbury's the best kick, and if they sweat on him, that kick going into the forward line was garbage, and it was easy for the defensive team to mop up. It should have been lace out Sydney's advantage.
It's out to 13. Mitchell generates some more footy to centre half forward. Isaac Smith not quite, but Gunston, yes indeed, he's taken it and kicked a goal! He's bounced it through! And the Hawks are alight now at the MCG.
Arguing in the middle.
They're out to a 19-point lead.
And good Mark Malcheski left his man to take that at centre-half back. Got the handball away to Hanbury. Oh, to Jack, and Hanbury's been caught by Cyril. Handball away to Franklin. Franklin handball inside the 50. Shields kicks, no siren sounds. Before he got it away.
Wow.
Just before he kicked, the siren sounded. They were just about to kick another goal. And the siren beat them, and the margin 19 points at quarter time. A great start for Hawthorn.
It was the first 30 minutes tilted heavily the Hawks' way. 4-5-29 to 1-4-10. Our Red Energy expert is Kane Corn. Switch to Red Energy. They dominated early, Kane. My memory is they were heavy favourites, and it wasn't a total shock that they came out of the gates like that.
And it was a typical Alistair Clarkson Hawthorn side who really try and intimidate early. We've seen it before, and we saw it in another grand final meeting between these two sides in a few years later in the first quarter. But yeah, a dominant display, stars everywhere. They were all up and firing, all their midfielders possessing the ball, and the forward line's so dangerous when you look through the names that were down there, Bruce and Gunston and Buddy still in a Hawthorn jumper. So it will get interesting the longer the game goes on, but certainly at quarter time we were thinking Hawthorn by how much.
Well, what are your memories of that day, Sam?
Jared, I reckon the most nervous people in the ground weren't wearing Hawthorn jumpers or Sydney jumpers. They were the suits from AFL House, given this was only 12 months after the meatloaf disaster, the 2011 grand final. Thankfully, Tim Rogers did a good job, didn't he, pre-match. And I can't remember who else was there that day, but I remember it wasn't a raging... Paul Kelly, I think it might have been before the game. So it wasn't a raging disaster. But Kane's right. What was it? 4-5, 9 scoring shots all over them, Hawthorn. And that Malcheski freak goal that you heard there turned out to be... Well, he kicked 2 freakish goals that would bookend the match, didn't he? That was the most freakish of them, though. It brought rain on a dry, blustery day at the MCG. And that Rioli chasing Jeddah around the southern stand wing. Jeddah basically looking back at him saying, I don't care if you're Cyril, catch me if you can.
Yep. It was the first time the grand final sprint had been in the game proper when the two of them went at it over on the southern side. It's seared into the mind. So it takes a turn from here. It takes a really surprising turn in the second term, and we will have that for you next. AFL Nation for Identifiber, Asbestos Risk Management Services.
That quarter on AFL Nation was for Tyre Power, kicking goals with 25% off on Toyo tyres. From Degree. You're listening to AFL Nation for the Macca's all-day menu. Available 24-7 and Liquorland. Click and collect in just 30 minutes.
So the 2012 grand final at quarter time, it was Hawthorn by 19 points, having outplayed the Swans in the first half hour. The second quarter is for Repco Authorised Service, your local car service with the nationwide backing of Repco. Visit repcoservice.com.
The second quarter highlights for the TAC. On your phone while driving, even a glance means your eyes are off the road. When you're on your phone, you're driving blind. TAC.
So Jared McVay just going to go the short one, and the mark has been taken. Now Kennedy's taken it just inside the 50s.
How good's this day compared to the forecast?
Yeah.
Bathed in sunshine here.
So here's Josh Kennedy. He's going to have a crack. He's going to kick from outside the 50. It's on its way. It's a high ball. It will make the distance. Just! It's true.
Chelsea's onto it.
The two fingers go up from Chelsea. And it's a goal to the Sydney Swans. A great kick by Josh Kennedy. Bolton goes in. Got the handball away to Mumford, who couldn't take it. Bird, though, first to it. Handball to LRT. He's been tackled. Great work from Clinton Young. That's holding the footy.
They didn't pay it.
Oh, quick kick. Go towards goal. And Kieran Jack takes it. Gee, why wasn't that not paid? We'll look on the Chemist Warehouse replay as Jack will go back and line up from directly in front.
He
spun him around.
Oh, that is holding the ball. I mean,
the umpires have said wait on the kick.
Here's Jack directly in front. He puts it through for Sydney, and that is a free kick missed. We'll look again on the Chemist Warehouse replay.
The umpires have said that if you take only 2 steps and you run down from behind, he stood still and summed up the options and got...
They've changed the rules to our game, Dean. I hate to say it. But anyway, you were going to give some analysis.
Oh, look, absolutely. The Swans have won clearances early in this quarter, which have gotten a scoring opportunity. Jeddah gets the ball out of that last stoppage. Yeah. Again, they look dangerous. Those two things are going to be vital for the Swans going forward.
Suddenly things have swung around here early Sydney's way.
Here's Jeddah. He's able to scoop it up at ground level. Outside the 50, kicks towards goal. Jared McVay back there and takes the mark.
Gee, that's a good mark by McVay. Just in the goal square, and you called it, Dern. McVay moved to the forward line to start this third quarter and has been terrific.
He's just giving them more movement up there. He's been up to about 70, 75 metres from goal. Burgoyne had him. Rioli had to cover for him then, but he was able to outstretch Cyril.
He's been put on a tight angle, but he shouldn't have a worry. He should just open up the angle and kick the goal.
100% of these are kicked.
So in comes McVay, and he puts through the goal. It was a great mark. It was a Glenn Cameron Group mark of the day contender, and he caps it off with a goal, and the margin is 1 point.
At the back, Alex Johnson has gathered the footy. Gunston trying to hunt him down. He got the releasing handball to Malcheski. Quick glance into the middle. Like what he saw, he finds Hanover in the circles, takes it. They're advancing again. O'Keefe, another handball. Sam Reed got to stand up and kick this goal. Sydney in front. Sam Reed delivers. Champagne footy from the Swans. From defence to attack. 5-4, 34 Sydney. 4-5-29. They've kicked the last four goals.
If there's one thing to be learned from last week, the way Adelaide played them, it's the player who gets free on the quick rebound, the first kick out of defence that hits almost the centre circle. It was that Sydney player who got in there at the time. It was an O'Keefe, was it? Got on the end of that one. He's then able to set up, and it's a domino effect from then if you can get that free player in there. Mitchell didn't come across quick enough to cover him up.
Alex Johnson, magnificent in setting that goal up. He got the ball in the defensive 50 to set the play up.
Took him on too, didn't he? Ran with pace.
Into the middle of the ground. Matt will turn onto his left. The umpire said, you're off. He had to adapt. Walks around Mitchell. Starts to accelerate. Kicks it deep. Goods. Can muscle his way. He should mark this. Goods. He didn't mark it. The umpire said, play on. Out to Mitch Morton. He's paid to kick goals. He runs into the clear. And he'll get his paycheck tonight. Morton kicks the goal.
Fallen off the pace here, the Hawks. That was pretty pedestrians. Mitch Morton telegraphed he was going to come back onto the right there.
Yep.
And Goods almost gobbled up the mark in the one-on-one against Stratton. It got down there. It was only ever going to get there once Matner decided to step around Mitchell. And it was always going to the top of the square, yet it was always a one-on-one.
He got the handball away, Kieran Jack. Hands now to Adam Goods. Adam Goods, bit of a fumble, couldn't quite pick it up. Little toe poke, here's Mitch Morton dodging and weaving. Opens up the angle! Mitch Morton kicks the goal! Mitch Morton. Wow, could he be the Stuart Jew of the 2012 Grand Final? He's kicked his second goal.
Siren's about to sound, and what an amazing second quarter it's been from the Sydney Swans. You couldn't have believed they kicked six goals straight to one behind. What a transformation in this game. Incredible stuff.
Even all year, these years on, I'm with Robert Walls. Mitch Morton. Discuss the first half highlights here for Australian Made. Make it Australian Made. Kane Corn, 6-0. And Mitch Morton.
Oh, didn't Dean Laidley bob up from nowhere as well?
Yes,
that's what noticed
yes.
me in the special comments. Chair, there's a blast from the past. Dean, great coach, but hasn't been seen much after a long history with the game. So he was there. No, it was a dominant performance from Sydney, Mitch Morton. There's so many names that you bob up that you don't think of. You know, the likes of Mike Pike and Lewis Roberts Thompson and a few, you know, sort of iconic figures that did run around on this day. There was an interesting side note to this as well. Remember the sub rule that was in the league from 2011 till 2015, I think it went out. It was a hated rule from the AFL. So both coaches have still got the sub up their sleeve. Now, For Hawthorn, it was Shane Savage, and for Sydney, it was a young man by the name of Luke Parker. So When will the coaches pull the trigger on the sub rule? It was always a hard one for them, but they've both got that up their sleeves. Are they going half-time with Sydney with a 14-point lead?
Sam, Mitch Morton had come into the team in round 21, 2012, to play his first game for the Swans. He played 5 games that season and 7 games the next season. And that was it. He played 12 games for the Sydney Swans after previously being West Coast and Richmond, and he left an imprint on a grand final.
Will be forever remembered for those 2 goals in 3 minutes, Jared. In fact, I wasn't sure when I rewatched it today whether it actually was Mitch Morton sidestepping Josh Gibson. It looked more like Robert Harvey. Basically, broke both his ankles, Josh Gibson. He channeled his inner Shane Ellen for a while, wasn't he? One of the great grand final cameos there in the third term. But 6 goals in a row out of nowhere, like you said before the break, Jared. It was probably the quarter that will go down as the Swans' fame pressure was actually matched by their poise. They were clinical. And on the counter-attack too, like we remembered them in their pomp, absorb, 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 and then strike right through the middle of the ground. They did it time and time again in that second term.
It's a 16-point margin at the main break, 7-4-46, leading Hawthorn 4-6-30. They kick the next 2 goals, so they go on an 8-goal run in a grand final, and then momentum switches wickedly, and we're going to relive that and discuss it as we go. For Australian Made, make sure it measures up. And this is, Kane, I'm not sure whether you've done your lists for the end of this game, but this is the classic star-studded Hawthorn team against the blue-collar Swans.
So I've done my Hall of Famers, which we'll talk about. I haven't done my power rankings for this game, but you're right. I've got about seven Hall of Famers from Hawthorn and just two from Sydney. Now, these are walk-up Hall of Famers. There'll be some others in the conversation, but that goes to show you the talent divide between, on paper anyway, between these two sides. System versus stars.
All right, so we'll go through Kane Corn's list once we get to the end of this grand final. It's AFL Nation 4, Identifiber, specialising in asbestos mould, air quality and environmental services.
That quarter on AFL Nation was for Repco Authorised Service. For expert car service you can rely on, visit repcoservice.com.au.
It's Tyre Power's massive Easter sale.
This Friday.
Spit water, that's what it does.
You're listening to AFL Nation for the Macca's all-day menu. Available 24-7 and Liquorland. Click and collect in just 30 minutes.
This is AFL Nation on a Friday night, reminiscing for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Jared Waitley, Kane Corns and Sam Edmonds. We are immersed in the 2012 grand final between Hawthorn and Sydney. The Hawks opened at 4-1. The Swans kicked the 6 goals in the second term to lead at 7-4-46 to 4-6-30. As we head to the highlights of the third term for Robot Building Supplies, Robots Got It.
Highlights for the TAC. Glancing at your phone while driving, you're driving blind.
Jenner will be on his bike here. He takes it, he stops, he brings it inboard. That was good work. To Kieran Jack, got the handball away to Kennedy. Kennedy to 45. Kennedy kicks the goal.
They ran. Lewis Jenner runs so hard to the wing, he takes traffic with him and it makes a vacuum. Three or four Hawthorn players go, my God, we've got to cover this bloke with all these wheels.
The hard-working Sewell takes it, peers into the middle, handball to Isaac Smith, it's open for him, and he can go with a bounce in a second. Gave it back to Ruffin, ran into trouble. Handball to Lewis, there's hesitation about the Hawks, and they are clamouring for holding the ball. They don't get it, it's a ball up. Their handballing is just terrific, the Swans, and they can break again. Hanbury had to wait to the traffic to get further forward. Goods from one side. He was interfered with play on. Kennedy to Reed. It's opened up, and it's Lewis Roberts Thompson again, who marks 35 out from goal on a slight angle.
High risk, high return, that kick there. No one forward play. Came back, had a look inside. The only player you'd kick it to into the corridor would be an Adam Goods. But just their work off the ball, running into that space, terrific.
Every kick at goal getting more and more important. And Lewis Roberts Thompson knows that. And he goes back and steers it through. And suddenly Sydney's lead is 27 points. It's almost at breaking point for the Hawks.
Bolton goes top of the goal square. There's no mark. Kennedy waiting down with the crumbs. Kennedy kicks. Hits the post. Hits the post.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a, it was a hole in the ruck, and then it was Mumford got frustrated and then pushed Hale in the back after having a looking up there at the Chemist Warehouse replay. The umpire signalled a push.
Can he do it, boys, from here?
Yeah, he can.
I went out there, Wolsey, the wind's not favourable from this spot today.
Mumford needs a spell. That was a tired effort when he pushed in the back.
So, it has to be a big goal. He's going to have to kick it from just outside the 50. Big David Hale comes in. Kick is on its way. It's going. It's going. It's going to get there. It's true.
Gee.
That must have been a game changer.
That wind must have swung down in that pocket. Hutto, you and I were down there. And it was an impossible kick from there. It must have swung around half.
And it falls for Birchall. Something we haven't seen all day, like a panther. He's off with a couple of bounces. Make it three. He strides through the middle of the MCG. It's over to you, Buddy Boy. And Buddy takes the mark. 55 from goal. Didn't even stop and think. He just did. Do something, Buddy. He kicks a goal off the left. That's what Kenga said to do.
Birchall run.
He might have a foot in either camp, Grandpa, today, but he'd have to love that one. To Bruce, they've got an extra man back there, as Derm said, but Buddy will still mark it. You can't stop him. Sewell's powered onto the goal square. It's going to sail over his head, and it is a goal. That is a great goal in anyone's language, even Buddy language. He's kicked it from the car park, and the Hawks are back within two.
They do. Mitchell got the handball away. Here's a chance for Isaac Smith. Can he slam through another one? He can! Hawthorn hit the front at the MCG.
Lewis takes it, and that is three-quarter time.
Wow.
And what a final quarter we have got coming up. Sydney lead by 1 point, 10-5-65. Hawthorn at 9-10-64.
It was 5 goals in 10 minutes from the Hawks. Hale, Franklin, Gunston, Franklin, Smith, and then Jared McVeigh snuck one late for the Swans to give them the 1 point edge at three quarter time. 10-5-65 to 9-10-64. It's easy to put yourself back, Kane, in that era of Hawthorn when Buddy started to crank it up and just the sheer firepower that they possessed.
Yep, and with all the momentum. The thing about that Hawthorn side of that era was when they got momentum and when the crowd got behind them, as you could hear, they had clearly the majority of the support, and the roar was extraordinary through the sound effects mic when Buddy did kick that goal from the car park, as Hutto explained. All that wave of momentum coming Hawthorn's way was all their way leading into three-quarter time, where they trailed by only 1 point. They would have been so confident heading into the last break.
Sam, it's wicked swings in momentum. I didn't quite recall how wild they were until I looked it up again this afternoon.
I've got it here in bold. Momentum swings, Jared. That's what the game's based on. But this game, it was out of control, wasn't it? I think Sydney led by just a tick under 5 goals. 28 points they led by at the 8-minute mark, and it probably should have been more had Kennedy not hit the post there. And they'd kicked 8 in a row, as you say. And then for the Hawks to come around and just the Buddy train got going, those goals, the second one today, rewatching it, I actually rewatched it, I reckon, 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
He's one of the great grand final goals. He's just wheeled around from 65 without a second thought. That was a freakish bomb from the southern stand flank to the city end goals. And they had all the momentum, didn't they? But as you're about to tell us, Jared, it's about to flip again.
Yes. So Buddy in the grand finals in 2008, he'd obviously had a hell of a year. He was used as something of a decoy in the way that the game played. It's not that he didn't have moments, but that quarter, Kane, is the idea of he was the most captivating figure in the game over this stretch of time. And that those 2 goals in that quarter spoke so much to that, and almost the collective craving to see him do it.
And the numbers that he was getting are just midfield-like. Like this game, you can look at his disposal numbers. He had 24 disposals. He had 6 tackles, 7 inside 50s, and 7 scoring shots for 3 goals, 4. Like they are half-forward elite numbers, and he's doing it as a 200-centimetre key forward that played the game like I don't think we've seen anyone ever play the game like him. He's not your traditional power forward. We know that. And he was at the peak of his powers in 2012.
And a point of difference at the final change of the grand final. So if my memory serves, I'll just see. Scores were level in 2018, West Coast and Collingwood. It was the first time, I'm sure we said it was the first time scores had been level at the final change in a grand final. And this day it was a point to difference. So, but you did feel, I recall feeling heavily for Hawthorn, and maybe that was from where we'd started, even though the course that they had righted things. But Sam, to get to the pinnacle of the season and there's a point in it at the final change, God, they're good days.
Oh, yeah. And that 3-4 from Buddy, it turned out to be the haunting set of numbers, didn't it? His radar was probably as brilliant as he was off for a lot of the year. He kicked 69-64 that year. So if anyone had an overwhelming sense of what if, and we'll get to the final post-mortem at the end, because the numbers just will make you cry if you're a Hawthorn supporters, if you're a Hawthorn supporter at the end of it. But Buddy to kick 3-4 on Ted Richards, dodgy ankle and all. I think he was having a jab at every quarter break, was Teddy Richards. He was hanging on for grim death, as were a number of Swans in this game. And the numbers, which we'll get to, were just frightening by the final, sorry.
And Adam Goods becomes a real figure in that as well. So we're at three-quarter time in our reminiscing of the 2012 grand final. After the break, we'll take you to the deciding term.
That quarter on AFL Nation was for Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. From degrease to multi-use, bending.
Australia's number one.
You're listening to AFL Nation for the Macca's all-day menu. Available 24/7 and Liquorland. Click and collect in just 30 minutes.
This is AFL Nation on Friday night for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. We're reminiscing the 2012 grand final, which hangs in the balance at three-quarter time. Hawthorn has the momentum. Sydney has the lead, but it is one solitary point. As we delve into the last quarter for Tyre Power, massive Easter sale catalogue online now.
Highlights for the TAC. Glancing at your phone while driving? You're driving blind.
Gave it to Shaw. He was straight in trouble. Great tackle, Franklin. Wrapped him up. Ball spills. Kieran Jack steady. Got it to Shaw. He's dumped again. Off the ground goes Isaac Smith. Ends up in the hands of Rioli. Here's trouble. He's got them guessing. This way and that. Over to Luke Bruce. It sits for Bruce. And Hawthorn are back in front.
Cyril. Magic.
Just a little touch. From Cyril. They're deep in attack. Hawthorn Mitchell, great hands to Hale. Quick kick, great kick. Oh, they are storming home, the Hawks.
No, a long way to go, Hutto.
Oh, but they are full of momentum and energy.
Here's Jude Bolton, gets the quick kick away to half ball. It's a bouncing footy shell makers and Mitch Morton. Morton wins it. He got the handball away. He'll go after it again. Kieran Jack now is after it. Clinton Yagan is the fray. Jack's going to get it. Jack's going to kick a goal. Scores are level. Scores are level in the grand final. It is 78 apiece.
There's 7 minutes remaining. And it's a kick to himself. And then Birchall heaves it out looking for Hale. He got worried out of it by Pike. And the big rhyming Canadian Mike Pike takes the mark.
Got to give it to Goods. Goods has got Gibson.
Gave it to Grundy, who kicked it deep to the square. They all fly. Goods off the back. He'll kick this. He'll kick a goal. Adam Goods, he willed it home. Hard skill, champion. Whatever adjective you want to come up with. It's a goal. It could be a golden one. Sydney lead by 7. They've kicked the last 3.
Here's Sewell, handball away to Birchall. Birchall inside the 50, Franklin!
He's in the spot where he pulled across to the far forward pocket.
He's going to give it off, and goes short, and the mark has been taken. Gunston, nice and controlled, moves in, on its way, starts right, hits the post! It's a poster! And it's a goal, the difference.
3 minutes 19 on the clock. 11-14-80 Hawthorn, 13-7-85 Sydney, 5 points the diff.
Ball back into play, it's been won by Sewell, around the body Sewell, but it's out to the left-hand side and it's through for 1 point, so the margin now is 4. Boys, 4 points.
The Swans going to be a bit smarter here. They've got to find an uncontested mark,
yep.
Get some territory, because they're not going to be able to defend for the next 3 minutes.
They need a chain of 3 possessions.
Absolutely.
From this kick-off.
Yep.
Malcheski heads to the members' side. Hale, Reed got a run at it. And when he gets a run at it, he can take a mark better than anyone. The runner telling him to just calm down.
Sydney runner, Stewie Maxwell, saying, calm it down and kick it to the boundary line. Kick it to the boundary line.
Hit the boundary. Butch Gale and Mike Williamson, where are you? Long kick up to the wing. Goods will work his way to the front. Gibson got the spoil and his follow-up work was terrific. He went through, got it somehow to Lewis. He's crunched. Play on the call, Hodge. There's bodies flying everywhere. This is war. This is great stuff. And we're down to 2 minutes 26. Oh, it's 11-15-81 Hawthorn. It's 13-7-85 Sydney. 29 minutes 31 on the wing down in front of us. Luke Parker got it down. The smother was great from Sewell. What a game he's played. 33 Aussie disposals, Brad Sewell. It's over and out again. They've got 2 minutes 19 to go.
The margin's 4 points. Ball back into play. Hodge takes it. He gets the quick kick away to half forward. Could have been a tuck on the jumper to Reece Shaw. No free kick. In comes Hanbury. He wins the football. Gives it away to Kennedy. And now it's going to be Reece Shaw. He kicks it down the wing. He's going to find O'Keefe, who takes the mark. O'Keefe doubles back over his mark. He goes up inside the 50, Jet of the target, but the mark has been taken back there by Savage.
1 minute 55.
Savage takes it. He goes to the outer side. Birchall will be his target out there. It's out towards the boundary line. And getting there was Marty Matner with a big bone-crunching tackle. He's going to get up and he's going to win the share now for Sydney. And
well,
Shields
done.
Will make sure it's over with his tackle. And we're going to have a throw in.
They were out. Gunster was out on the far wing if they...
The kick hits.
Yeah, absolutely.
A minute 39.
Oh, boy. What a finish.
throw in on that outer side. The Swans are hanging on. They're trying to get it forward. Off the ground. It's pinballing around. Pike gets it into Jenner. Oh, Lewis Jenner.
He can take 30.
Yeah.
And he'll take 30, Derm. He's sucking it in. The runner's there. Stewie Maxwell's been like an extra player out there. And he hasn't gone off the ground.
And the thing with where Lewis Jenner is right now, that's the side of the ground where the kicks have been carrying longer, and he's a thumping kick.
If he misses, there'll be one play for Hawthorn. So it is such a big kick. He can hardly breathe, Lewis Jenner. He kicks it from 55. It's up. It's going. It's dropping short. It's thumped back. It could be a Sydney ball. Parker over the top. Kennedy. The Hawks wrap it up, but they can't afford to do that. They need to get the ball, and they've now got 50 seconds to do it.
Well, they don't want to score, really, unless it's a goal. They don't want a point here, Sydney. Just fall on the footy. Ball up after ball up after ball up.
So ball up, and it's 15 metres out from Sydney's goal. It's Pike, and it is Hale having a crack in the ruck. Hale got the palm down. Who can get it clear? Savage in there. Hanbury away to Malcheski. Ran the body, Malcheski! He gets the goal! It's the sealer! It is the sealer! Sydney are going to win! Malcheski with the big goal, with the premiership goal, and the margin is 10 points.
They need 14 back, Sydney. Just don't even leave it so that you can have a situation where a free kick could happen in the centre square in the 50 metres. Get 14 in your defensive end and just make sure if it comes in there, you've got a blanket case against the opposition Hawthorn trying to score.
Oh, what a wonderful reaction. The Chemist Warehouse replay, we're seeing shots of players on the bench, Swans fans around the MCG and up in the Harbour City. Nick Malcheski, he's kicked two extraordinary goals today. And Sydney with 34 seconds, lead by 10 points. They're not going to give up the Hawks. Mitchell puts the head down, but he can't escape. And that'll suit the Swans just fine. Birchall's able to get jammed the ball in the boot. To centre-half forward it goes. Shaw fashions it away. Jack's there. Reed, Puopolo tackles him. We're down to 16 seconds now. The Swans able to control it through the middle. Alex Johnson, he's crunched. Franklin, helpless to do anything about it. Smith tried to handball to him, but it's all the Swans. The last one took 72 long years. This one only 7 years and 100 sensational minutes. But Sydney fans, here it is again. So it sounds. Sydney are the premiers for 2012. And they can cheer the red and the white all night long.
It does take you back, doesn't it? Sydney Swans 14-7-91 to Hawthorn 11-15-81. The final score for 40 winks, Nick Malcheski. That moment in time, that iconic image of the whole team chasing him after he floated the winner home. Team up with your perfect bed using bed match only at 40 winks. Cane Corns, it went a goal each. 3 goals for Hawthorn, 8 goals to Sydney, 7 out of 8 for Hawthorn, and Sydney kicked the last 4 after looking like they were broken.
Didn't see that coming, restricting Hawthorn to just 1 goal in the last quarter. When we did the last game, 2009, we spoke about the inside 50 differential. Well, if you look at this game, it was even more so. So, plus 22 they were, it was 61 to 43 inside 50s Hawthorn's way. So, plus 18 in the inside 50s. Sydney win the game with only 43 entries, which is extraordinary. And if you had given me that differential with the talent in Hawthorn's front half with Bruce, Franklin, Gunston and the like, I would have thought Hawthorn by how much. So just that stat there shows me the style of play Sydney played for so long. They were such a hard team to play against, contested one-on-one. And in the end, it got them the ultimate result. I thought Dan Hanbury was terrific on this day. I remember watching this game. He took a couple of contested marks for a little man in some serious traffic that really rose his reputation. He had 29 disposals, but it was more than that. It was his 15 contested possessions, couple of contested marks. He was enormous. We'll speak about Ryan O'Keefe as well, who won the Normsmith medal with 15 tackles, if you don't mind.
The goal kickers for TAC. On your phone, you're driving blind. TAC, 3 for Franklin, 2 for Bruce Gunston and Hale. But for the winners, it was 2 each for Jack Kennedy, Malcheski, McVeigh and Morton. And Nick Malcheski's career, Sam, is in those iconic images.
Oh, no doubt about it. Kay mentioned the entry. So it was plus 18 Hawthorn. They were, Hawthorn were plus 23 in clearances and plus 26 in contested ball. But they went inside 50 61 times, Hawthorn. This is how good Sydney were defensively. They only gave up 6, maybe 7 marks. And Nick Smith, this was the game of his career on Cyril Rioli. And that burned with Cyril for some time. He had a shocker. But Adam Goods, jarred knee, pivotal goal, big moment in the last quarter. Shane Mumford, hamstring problem, eventually subbed out in that last quarter for Luke Parker. Jude Bolton had partial tears of his knee ligaments as well. By all that and the usual metrics, Sydney just should not have won this game. But they go out and lay 110 tackles too to Hawthorn's 84. And as we said before, they just absorbed wave after wave of attacks, Jared, and the counter-attacks, well, they got the Hawks. And I think at this point in time in the footy world, the word choke had been started to bandy around a little bit when it came to Hawthorn, given this loss, the prelim loss to Collingwood a year prior. So then they just decided to go out and win the next 3 premierships.
Yes, glancing at your phone while driving, you're driving blind, TAC. All right, Kane, walk-up Hall of Famers who are on the ground that day.
Walk-up Hall of Famers, let's do it. Sean Burgoyne, Lance Franklin, we'll start with legend. Hawthorn. Luke Hodge, Sam Mitchell.
Legend. Sam Mitchell.
I think
so. That's 4. Jared Roughhead.
Jared Roughhead, Jordan Lewis.
I think 6.
I think Cyril gets there as well.
One day down the track.
Yeah. So that's my 7 locks for Hawthorn.
And Sydney.
Sydney Goods and maybe legend status for Adam Goods one day. I think Jared McVeigh will get there for his body of work, you know, well into the 300th of games, best and fairest, all Australians, premiership. So I think, you know, his body of work says that he gets there. And then I've got 2 on the edge. So Ryan O'Keefe, he's going to be spoken about, whether he's not a walk-up kind of guy, but he'll be spoken about down the track. And depending on how the next 3 or 4 years goes for Josh Kennedy, I think he's been one of Sydney's most consistent performers since crossing to Sydney from Hawthorn. So 2 locks for Sydney, Goods and McVeigh, and a couple on the edge, Ryan O'Keefe and Josh Kennedy. So that goes to show that the talent differential in these 2 sides on the day.
Stacked. Absolutely stacked. Yep. Hey, great to share Friday night with you. We're not finished yet, but your tour of duty is done, lads. Enjoy what's to come over the next couple of days.
Good on you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
Kane Corns and Sam Edmund, part of AFL Nation tonight as we've relived the grand finals of 2012 and 2009. So we come back into our reality as it is now, and it's a confronting reality. During the week, we were able to bring together 5 senior coaches of varying experiences. John Worsfold, the most experienced. Matthew Nix, a first-year coach of differing ages, late 50s to early 40s, and different locations around the country to tap into wisdom and passion and the likes. We will bring you that conversation coming up next on AFL Nation, our conference call with 5 league coaches in the most confronting of times.
You're listening to AFL Nation for the Macca's all-day menu. Available 24/7 and Liquorland. Click and collect in just 30 minutes.
Get the power! It's Tyre Power's massive Easter sale with more great deals on big brand tyres. At Tyre Power, you'll get the power of our giant giveaway on Toyo tyres. Simply buy 3 and we'll give you 1 free on a great range of Toyo passenger car and SUV.